This is Sheila Scarborough with Tourism Currents, and today we're going to talk about how to build a successful LinkedIn page for tourism. How are you getting in front of over 830 million LinkedIn users? A LinkedIn page for tourism is your destination marketing storefront on LinkedIn. Formerly called a LinkedIn company page, it is very similar to a brand Facebook page, but most destination LinkedIn pages have more of a B2B focus, showing what you can offer meeting planners, event planners, economic development experts, and site selectors, plus tour operators. That does not mean that you should never post leisure travel content on LinkedIn. For example, your visitors often switch from business/conference traveler to leisure traveler, also known as bleisure, while they're in your destination. So definitely include content that shows off why someone would want to see your town, city, region, or state outside of the convention center or the meeting. There is also an SEO advantage to having an active brand page. Social accounts have a lot of Google juice and will appear at the top of search results for your brand name. A secret. We Googled our Tourism Currents brand name a few years ago, and an automatically generated LinkedIn page for us appeared at the top of page one of our search results. We hadn't even claimed or maintained it. We fixed that the same day, and our Tourism Currents LinkedIn page continues to do very well for us. One drawback to LinkedIn is that it's still easiest to do a lot of your page admin activities on desktop. The LinkedIn app is pretty good for personal profiles and networks, and we are starting to see mobile capabilities increasing for page management through the LinkedIn app. Right now, there is not a separate Pages app like you'll find with Facebook. In the LinkedIn app, you type your page name in search, find and click it, and then you'll be able to post there as a page admin. Based on our own experiences, plus watching numerous CVBs and DMOs on the platform, here are the elements of a successful LinkedIn page for tourism. 1. Before you start, or review this even if you already have a page, write down your answer to 3 questions. What are your goals for this LinkedIn page? How will you measure whether you are successful or not? What is your tentative plan for posts for the first month, at least? Surprisingly, not enough people ask themselves these questions before they jump onto a social media platform. No clear goals or plan results in what we literally see every day: abandoned social accounts that last posted 6 months ago or a year ago or even worse, often because whatever intern was told to set it up has left and no one has the password anymore. We can think of a DMO LinkedIn page that used to be one of our best practices examples, but the person in charge of it transferred, no one maintains it, and now it's kind of hanging out there, making the DMO look a bit ridiculous. Reasonable goals to set might include increasing visibility for your destination's variety of meeting spaces and showing followers that there are plenty of things for attendees to do outside of a meeting. Even small towns can attract the Smurf meetings market, social, military, educational, religious, and fraternal gatherings. Measure the impact of your page by post engagement rate, amount of referral traffic to your website from LinkedIn, a steady increase in page followers who match your target market demographics, and by asking meeting planners in surveys about whether your LinkedIn activities played a role in booking with you. Your tentative plan for at least the first month of page content should include about 10 post ideas that are a mix of text, links, photos, and video, all tied to your marketing goals for LinkedIn. Don't forget to include any job opportunities that are available in your organization. A tip: we found that LinkedIn content is stickier. People often interact with our posts days or even weeks later. You don't need to post as often on LinkedIn because it's just not as noisy as Facebook or Twitter. Aim for 2 to 3 times per week. Secondly, getting started or reviving a dead page. We mentioned earlier that LinkedIn may automatically generate pages for brands, usually because someone adds it to their personal profile as their work experience. You may find, as we did, that you have a page and didn't know it. Search for your brand name on LinkedIn itself and also do a Google search like visit XYZ town LinkedIn to see if an auto-generated page pops up. We have two links in here in the original blog post where you go to learn how to claim an unclaimed page that already exists and where to go to set up a brand new LinkedIn page from scratch. You can Google those same questions and you'll get the answers. To claim or set up a page, you must currently work for the DMO, attraction, hotel, or business, have an active LinkedIn profile yourself, personal profile, have a confirmed organization email address, not Gmail or Yahoo, through your personal LinkedIn profile. And once you've claimed the page, edit it to add a brand-appropriate logo graphic and a header photo, and fill out all of the information boxes. Be sure to check current image dimension requirements for that header photo. SEO, search engine optimization, and keywords matter in your page taglines, descriptions, location, website link, etc. So be thorough and complete so people can easily find you through search. Two final critical items. One, make sure that everyone in the office who has a personal LinkedIn profile connects to the claimed correct page under their individual work experiences sections. Then, two, get at least one other person to agree to be your backup page admin. You do not want your social presence to go dark if something happens to you, or if perhaps you'd just like to take a vacation sometime. Thirdly, getting staff personal profiles on LinkedIn up to speed. Have each staff member Google their own name. More than likely, their LinkedIn profile will be at the top of the search results. It's also likely that their LinkedIn profile hasn't been touched in months or even years and is not a solid professional online representation of their talents and abilities. People who only show up on LinkedIn when they need a job are doing themselves a disservice. It's more than a job hunting platform. It is professional social networking and a great place to keep up with current industry issues. LinkedIn, itself owned by Microsoft, owns the online learning site lynda.com, and they're building out services like Career Explorer, Skills Path, and the LinkedIn Learning Hub, part of their ongoing effort to grow as a professional development destination site. Make sure you've got a good personal profile, particularly if you are in sales. If they aren't already doing so, encourage your staff to build their personal LinkedIn networks when they attend trade shows and conferences. Make a personalized LinkedIn connection request with business contacts in addition to sending that standard follow-up email. Staff can help your page by sharing page updates over to their personal LinkedIn profiles. This works the same way on Facebook. They can also include your page URL in their official email signatures and continue to build diverse networks on LinkedIn. If everyone's connected to the same people, it doesn't really help the word get out as well as it could about your organization. And then fourthly, post regularly on your LinkedIn page for tourism. Your page's status update posts are little free billboards for your destination, attraction, hotel, or business. Use them. Like all social platforms, LinkedIn has gotten more visual, so make ample use of photos, graphics, and video. Live video is also available now on LinkedIn as well. Don't forget the obvious on a career networking site. Post those job opportunities. You can also buy ads on LinkedIn, including sponsored posts that are similar to Facebook's. The targeting is pretty good, too, so that you can set that ad or sponsored post right in front of the people who might be most interested, including members of event planner LinkedIn groups like BizBash and event planning and event management, association groups like PCMA, or economic development groups like ED 2.0. Note that the advertising cost per click is a lot higher on LinkedIn than it is on Facebook, often US $6 and up per click rather than mere cents per click on Facebook. To get content ideas, you can now use and follow hashtags on LinkedIn. See what people are posting by doing a search for hashtags like hashtag event profs, event management, or hashtag meeting profs. Some DMOs have event planner blogs like Experience Grand Rapids, Michigan's Meeting Minds blog, which is perfect for sharing posts on a LinkedIn page. For more inspiration, follow LinkedIn pages like Tourism and Events Queensland, Australia. Visit Philadelphia. Some disclosure here, we worked with the Visit Philly staff on getting started building a stronger LinkedIn presence. The Fredericksburg, Texas CVB. A regional example, the Roanoke Valley, Virginia's Blue Ridge. A convention center example from Helsinki, Finland, the Messukeskus Helsinki Expo and Convention Center. A state province economic development, the Georgia Department of Economic Development. Visit Newport Beach, Inc., Incorporated in California. Hamilton County, Indiana Tourism. Another regional one from Quebec, Canada, Tourisme Saguenay-Lac-Saint-Jean. And Discover Albany, New York. Fifthly, cross-promote and integrate what you're doing on LinkedIn. To grow your following on any social platform, not just LinkedIn, make sure that you integrate social across your marketing and do some cross-promotion. Mention and link to your LinkedIn page as part of connecting social media with your email newsletter. Even better, tell people why they should follow you there and link to a few of your recent most popular and engaging posts. Make sure that those paper info packets for meeting planners and tour operators include your LinkedIn page URL and why they should follow you there. Tell followers about it on other social media, again with an explanation of why, for example, a Facebook page follower might want to also follow your LinkedIn page. Be clear about what you post and how often. And then in parentheses, this is why you don't want to share the exact same content across multiple social channels, especially at the exact same time. The audiences are different. And if people know they're going to see the same stuff everywhere, then why would they follow you in more than one place? Okay, in summary, for a more successful LinkedIn page for tourism, you need to set goals for it, do the work needed to establish a presence, grow those followers, and keep engaging those followers with useful updates. Check your analytics and metrics often to see if what you are doing is working. Analyze your LinkedIn page analytics and your website Google Analytics traffic data and refine your efforts accordingly. Do more of what works. And that's it, talking about building a successful LinkedIn page for tourism. I'm Sheila Scarborough with Tourism Currents. Bye-bye.